Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle.
Hey there, welcome. This is Judy with Wellness Renaissance and the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, and we have an unusual appearance.
I don't know if I'd call me unusual.
No, well, the appearance is unusual on this podcast.
My appearance is unusual. Agreed.
Well, Joel, the ever silent tech guy, is with us today. After I just flew in from LA, and boy, my arms are tired. Waka waka waka.
True that. At least you did fly in from LA. I'm coming to this from the back of a truck stop somewhere in Colorado. I think Grand Junction, if I remember right. So sorry if there's any weird beepings in the background that we can't edit out, because this is just where I am. It's the best cell signal in the last 50 miles. Wow. This is what we get.
So yeah, we were out and about at a podcast convention in Los Angeles. And, you know, one thing that's fascinating to me, first of all, it was nice out there and warm. And I miss that. But I'm noticing, and this is what I'm always fascinated about traveling, is that for me personally, like, I come home and my nose is weird and my voice is weird. And I don't think I had that the whole time that I was out in LA. So I don't know, maybe me and smog get along. I don't know what the scoop is, but
that'd be unfortunate. They have to move where the smog is.
Yeah, exactly. It's fascinating to me. So I don't know if it's a warm weather thing or a cold weather thing, but I'm not loving it. But
understood.
Information is information. We were out in LA at this podcast conference. Have you ever been to LA before?
Me, no.
Okay, I didn't think so. I was there.
Never going back. Sorry, LA.
I was there 15 years ago, approximately, for a science fiction convention. And
gotcha.
Yeah.
It's probably a kinder, gentler LA now in some ways, but it's not, the people were wonderful for the most part. It's too much traffic.
It's a lot of traffic. Yeah.
Yeah. As long as I can be in an Uber that drives reasonably normally sane, I can deal with it. But when I had to drive in it myself.
Less fun.
Yeah, less fun.
Yeah. So we pretty much Ubered it from our hotel to the hotel instead of driving the truck there, partially because parking was, well, $50 at the hotel. That was not an option. So much cheaper to take the Uber,
right?
Which is all very fascinating in and of itself.
Yeah. And for those of you who are sitting back saying, well, why didn't you just stay at the convention?
Well,
that would be because we were staying at a very, very fancy, beautiful hotel. Biltmore Millennium, is that what it was called?
Millennium Biltmore, yeah.
Which is gorgeous, but not affordable on the budget I'd like to keep.
Yeah, no kidding. And I think the hotel that I went to the party on the third night was even more expensive. So,
Another reason to not go back to LA.
Yeah, if you don't have somebody to stay with, it is quite, or no jujitsu for being in the scary areas, I guess. But
right,
I don't know if jujitsu works.
And I don't even know how, I mean, granted, like I kept saying jokingly during it, I don't want to be in Compton after dark. But I don't think the hotel we stayed at was in Lower Sunset Boulevard, which is not also known for its great neighborhood. But I never felt in danger.
Right.
So,
yeah, it was fun. I can't say that we, you know, do a lot of fancy eating, and the events that I went to were all very convention related, the parties and stuff. So we didn't do LA stuff really, but we did walk down the Hollywood.
And the Chinese Theater.
And the Hollywood Boulevard with all the stars, or at least some of the stars, because it's a very long walk.
Not walking that entire length. Yeah.
Not that late at night anyway.
I mean, as much as you said we didn't have any fancy food, we had a lot of good food.
Yeah, we had some good food.
We had some good Tex-Mex.
We did. Oh, that's true. Wait, what are we? Oh, yeah. Wait, which place are you talking about?
I don't know what it was called. The accidental bar, yes. Next to one of the party venues.
That was very nice. They had really good guacamole. They make their guacamole like right then.
Like, yeah, when you order it.
That was pretty sweet.
So,
yeah,
that was very good.
And if you're into donuts and you're a vegan, you can go to the Donut Factory They have very interesting donut flavors. They're not gluten-free, just to be really clear, but they are vegan and they're cake-like. They were delightful little taste treats.
Really exciting conference.
Yeah, it was really good. It was packed. So it was for people who are doing podcasting it also had a lot of podcasters there, but I suppose it wasn't like a...
Yeah, it wasn't like a fan convention of people who listen to podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
It was intended for podcasters. You originally said that it was for podcasters, and I'm like, no, it was a lot more than four podcasters,
four podcasters at this convention that we could have picked a way less expensive place to go if we would have wanted to convene four people, two of them being you and I.
It was to help educate and inspire podcasters, which it did.
Yeah, it was really good. It was very packed time-wise. It started Wednesday, it ended Saturday afternoon, and it was like go, go, go. Like the first sessions were 20 minutes each. And I was impressed at what people were actually able to get in a 20-minute session. Right. It just takes a lot of planning and stuff.
Yeah, some overlap, but a lot. Oh, man, just a wealth of information that is, I mean, we went for the intention of being able to make the podcasts better. So at the end of the day, with all of the education that was there and all of the people that we met, we're trying to take that back and make the community we have around the podcasts here. We're trying to bring all of that information back in to build a stronger and more vital community to add on to what we already have.
Yeah, there were definitely a lot of takeaways, and it was fun to sort of see in just talking to all of these different people who are in all different places in their podcast. So there's people who haven't released an episode yet. There are people who have a podcast out for 4 years, you know, people from professional from the LA industry and people who are
in the basement.
Right, exactly. And so it was really fun because it was also a really interesting perspective on where I'm at and what I'm doing and what we're doing here with this, and kind of just getting that sense of how everybody really is in a different spot, because this is such a free form way to,
or at least it's at the moment is.
Podcasting,
the one thing that did really strike me home about this is podcasting as a form always had some people with money, like the Leo Laportes, the people who started podcasting and started the kind of industry, so to speak. They were always there, but even they were independent and got into podcasting because they wanted to do whatever they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And now you still have that, but there's also the, like, I think they pretty much tracked the last 2 years that the LA Hollywood culture is starting to get in there and really do podcasts like television, like movies, where it's huge budgets, huge scripting, and really taking it to a different cultural feel than podcasting as an indie kind of grassroots type of thing, you know, has been up until this point.
Right. Right.
With all the good and with the bad that comes with that.
Right, exactly. There's still ways for people who are doing very independent things to get to get notice or get credit for the work that they are doing. But there's also a lot, like you say, there's a lot of production. And with LA sort of not acknowledging podcasts for until the last few years, you didn't
It's really starting to be that weirdness of you either have the LA money. So in other words, you create a podcast and it's a viable thing to do with your life because somebody's paying you $5 million an episode, like
TV
does.
We don't know what they get paid, but understood.
I'm being hyperbolic.
Okay.
Maybe. so you get $5 million an episode. Or it has to go the community-based route where, you know, it's not pirate radio, but it's almost community theater more so. I'm not translating it well, but it's either got the funding of LA behind it or it's got to have the funding from the community. And the community being people on Patreon, the people who contribute to the podcast, or our podcast as well. I'm saying, you know, I'm drawing a direct allusion to that. We're never going to probably have a TV producer come up to us and say, here's $3 million. Keep doing what you're doing.
Right. But I'm open to it. I mean, I can
understood.
$3 million I can do a lot more with this.
No, understood.
Magic can happen, but it
comes back to what we've been preaching for so long. But if we have, you know, 300 people giving $5 a month or whatever, that it builds a case for somebody can still have a life doing this and not have to conform to what the studios in LA want to produce.
Right. Well, and it's just that in some ways, it's just that awareness of if you're listening to podcasts and you hear the difference perhaps in the sound or there's some, you know, a lot less production to know mm-hmm. that, you know, like the people who were talking, you know, some of them, the staff, you've got somebody who does research, you've got somebody who, you know, preps right. the person for interview, you've got all of these people. And I'm like, I'm thinking, my God, if I could have some of that taken off my plate, how amazing that would yeah. be. And it's, so it is interesting because when some of them were talking, who have not had to do all of the rest of that, it is sort of, there's a very big difference from the person who is doing a podcast on their own each week or whatever, even versus the people who are doing once a month, you know, those are, right. that's a totally different thing. So it was just a very interesting look for me into that to understand those differences, because I think sometimes I feel like, oh my gosh, I should spend so much more time editing so we can have more musical flourish or more. Man. And it's like, no, the reality
but
is
we can't.
You need a staff and much, you know, right. I mean, it's so much easier if you have all the studio equipment, and that's not that hard to do. You can have that easily. Any musician who's got a studio in their basement knows, right? But it's,
yep.
but that's still a huge investment. And
right. Well, and I don't want to harp on the split that's coming from the LA influence. And I'm not just saying that because that's where we were. It was very palpable, because if you had a studio exec get up and do a keynote, they referred to podcasting as this thing that has happened in the last 2 years. And I think one of them actually made it synonymous to, well, podcast equals true crime, because that's all that it really does. Because there's a lot of true crime podcast shows that are becoming massively popular because that's the entry point for so many people to listen. Where if everything becomes Hollywood scripted, you lose the majority of the voices because they're too splintered. They're too niche. And that's the baseline of what podcasting is all about.
Yeah.
Is about finding exactly what you want to listen to and the content that you desire to be in the world. Either be that for entertainment, education, or activism, and it doesn't have to be scripted by somebody who knows they can make $1 million with it. It can just be supported on the community level, the grassroots level.
Yeah, it was just a really interesting awareness.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it, and I've heard some of the people who, you know, the more famous podcasters who have been doing this for a long time kind of talk about how they see things have shifted.
Right.
But it was very interesting to be in amongst those conversations and people not... Podcasting is new enough, so they don't have to necessarily filter their words either, which I appreciated.
Agreed.
People could just kind of speak to their truth and their experience. So
right.
It was fascinating. And there's a lot of really exciting things to take out of it. And as so much that I want to be like five more people
agreed.
To do so much. And, you know, that was part of the reason for going to the conference was kind of coming to this place of how do we grow? What does it mean to grow? Right.
Yeah.
So there's the growth in community that I want to create, because that's what's exciting to me to do. And
right.
I don't feel like I've been doing the best job on, because I've been spending so much time creating a product.
Yeah. Well, it's a weekly grind to get these things put together for everyone. So that it has left us in a position where we haven't done as much outreach to people so that we could connect with everyone.
Yeah.
And that I think that's one of the things that really inspired me about this, is really figuring out how we can experiment and make room for more space in your and my life, mostly your life, so that you can take more time and connect with people in the community rather than just doing the work of putting out a podcast every week.
Right. Yeah.
Which is not to say we're changing that. It's just we need to carve out a different method an experiment and see what everybody likes or doesn't like us doing so that we can have the time to connect with everyone.
Right. It is that stinky reality that, you know, that I have to balance sort of the what can I do to make it financially viable.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't have to worry about my rent getting paid, it would change, you know, I wouldn't change what I'm doing. I would do it a little differently, but it's.
Right. Well, but it even goes beyond just getting your rent paid because it's just monetary. Right. Part of it, it's a vicious circle that all grassroots type of stuff gets to. You need to do a good job so you can pay the rent, so you can carve out better time to connect with people to make a difference, so they're willing to support you doing what you do.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And we've been focusing on the podcast, not the rest of the entire circle.
Right. Well, it's been the whole, you know, I'm trying to put out the best sounding product that I can with the equipment that we have. And figuring out how to balance that and how to exchange that time a little bit, perhaps. So, So the conference was an opportunity to say, okay, we're going to invest in this to go forward, to figure this out and see what we can do differently and how we can adjust things to, because it really is about the excitement for me is about, I love doing the podcast. I love connecting with people. I love hearing that the podcast was helpful for somebody or they found somebody that they needed to know about. That's what's so exciting to me. So it's figuring all that stuff out. Anything else you want to?
Well, that being said, I mean, we're doing this as a slightly shorter podcast because we obviously were busy last week.
Yes.
Way busy.
I have a podcast that's half edited.
Right.
That was either come home and edit it and get it done, which I could have done. But I also wanted to spend some time with, you go to these conferences and you get all these great notes and these ideas. And then they sit on your shelf and 3 months later, you're like, yeah, that's what I need to be doing right now. Right. So I'm just like, if we were going to invest in this, you know, it has to count. And so I was like making the decision of, okay, I'm going to come home and spend time. And it's quite a bit of time for me to unpack all of the stuff that we have for the first part of it. Then it's actually talking to people, connecting with all the people that I connected with and figuring out the next steps. And there were some amazing people. I'm excited to share with you some of the people that I met because they're doing great things in the world. So, I mean, it's so interesting too with the conference like this, because yes, these are people who are doing podcasts, but they're all doing podcasts because it's something they're passionate about, a thing. Yep. Right? There's a thing behind it. So you talk to one person and it's about massage, and you talk to the next person and it's about gaming, and the next person it's about culture, and the next person it's about beer, and the next person, you know. So it's just, it's an amazing group of people to hang out with. And so some of them, it's connecting and kind of collaborating. So I'm excited to share some of those people and their expertise here too, because it's really phenomenal what people are doing and what they know. And so, I don't know, I think it's kind of a unique experience because again, for a good share of people, it's not a work conference they have to go to.
No, agreed. Right? Yeah, the 30% of it that was industry people, they're there to network, to sell you something. But 70% of them were just in the same boots we are, trying to do the same good in the world that we're trying to do with our stuff.
Right. And even the people who were, quote unquote, trying to sell you something.
Oh, yeah.
They often came with the passion behind it. The reason they're doing their job is because they've already been in podcasting. They had their own. So it's a really interesting collection of people. I'm just thinking of some of the conferences that I've been in where everybody is trying to get out of going to the sessions, or can I get home early now? And it's fun because it's also very different than a science fiction fantasy convention, which is the ones I'm used to going to. It was just just fascinating because you never knew who you were going to sit down by.
Right. Well, and all of the industry professionals, some of the people the person who just acquired iHeartRadio, which is, and most people know for playing radio stations on devices like phones. The owner of iHeartRadio started a podcast so that he knew what the heck we were going through.
Right.
So, and so many of even the industry professionals, I wasn't trying to bash them by saying they're trying to sell you something. But so many of those people are like, yes, I'm an exec at this, but I also have this podcast. And you could tell in their voice that they were more excited about their podcast than sometimes the company they were representing.
Well, at least that's where their passion could show.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
So it was just an interesting experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So that's why this is here, coming off of many days of a little less sleep than, yep. Although I actually slept better out in LA than I'm sleeping here. So I don't know what's going on, but yeah, I need to sleep in LA because I actually got some decent night's sleeps out there, which was pretty cool.
So that's not to say that we're forgetting about the podcast that's currently in half edit. You're really excited about the one that we are putting off till next week.
Yeah. So definitely take a listen next week. It's a long one, but it's an in-depth discussion with John Motor, if any of you know John Motor, about PTSD and being a veteran and CBD oil and beyond. So it's a great discussion. We had a really, it's one of the things I love about the long podcast is being able to really get to know somebody and kind of get kind of a deeper sense of who they are and where they come from. And that was another interesting topic around at the event, because one of the questions everybody came up with was, what's the ideal length of a podcast? And the only real answer is somebody said, you know, a 2-minute podcast really doesn't work.
Right.
But, you know, we have 20 minutes, we have 30 minutes, and some of the most popular are 2 hours long, 3 hours long. So It's very interesting in all of that too. So I'm trying to figure out how this all works and how to do this and how to do it as you guys there, the listeners. I'm interested in getting even better. So it's
always open to feedback.
Exactly.
In some ways, the most important thing we can get is feedback as to what you guys want to listen to, what format you guys like. There's so many questions that we would love to know the answers to from folks out there.
Right. And we also know, or I recognize, that the podcast, to a certain extent, is kind of a resource, right? So you can deep dive into the stuff that you're interested in or take a little bit of a dive in going and see, okay, I want to learn a little bit more about that. So it's, podcasts are flexible, which is pretty exciting.
Yep, totally.
So, yeah. Well.
Cool. Do we have any housekeeping?
We don't have anything grandly health and wellnessy, but on this podcast. But I learned about a really interesting thing by listening to one of the podcasts of people that I met at the podcast conference called Privacy Pop. So I met this woman named Britt, 2 T's, I'm not short for anything. Her name is Britt. And she does a podcast called Snark Tank. And I was listening to a couple episodes on my way home. And I thought this was interesting. There's this thing called Privacy Pop that is so on their podcast, they find funky inventions and they talk about them. I thought about this because what comes up sometimes is, and I'm thinking of myself and my sleeping challenges, which don't really involve light as the problem, but it's literally a tent you put over your bed. And you can keep the bugs out, but you can also make it can be totally dark. So I'm just thinking about this for people who work like opposite schedules.
Oh, right.
You know, and where in some bedrooms, it's really hard to get light out of your room. So I thought this was pretty cool. There's my health tip. If you have sleep hygiene issues or you sleep weird parts of the day and you can't get the sun out of your room, this thing fits any size bed. It just goes in your regular bed and you can like close it up. So or be outside and sleep if you're down with that. So there you go. There's my health tip stolen from Snark Tank and Brit this week.
Very cool.
So yeah, on the show notes, we will make sure that we include a link to the Privacy Pop as well as the Snark Tank podcast too. So you can check that out if you're into funky stuff like that. Other than that, until next week, definitely check out the episode next week and John Motor, and check out the rest of the podcasts at wellnessrenpodcast.com. And remember that sharing the podcast with your friends or episodes that you think somebody might be interested in is absolutely a huge help and support to the community. So thank you for doing that. And of course, if you want to be a supporter of the podcast and the community, you can do that on Patreon. You can get to that at, by going to the website at wellnessrenpodcast.com and clicking to become a patron. So thank you for that. Oh, and we have two new people that we have to acknowledge, or not have to acknowledge, want to acknowledge, because we are really grateful for your support. We have Chris and we have Carol. Chris is from Duluth and Carol is from Madison, Wisconsin. So thank you so much for being a part of the community. So welcome to our new community members and thank you for your support. We appreciate that. And thank you very much for listening and joining us today. We appreciate that and your time and your downloads. And until next time, thank you so much. And may you continue to find the pieces that fit into your health and wellness puzzle. Take care.
Bye.